Love, mystery, adventure, romance, presented to you by this station at this time, in the stories especially selected for our audience by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book magazine. When Editor Balmer selected this adventure story, Night Watch, by Jacqueline Marmor, from the current Red Book, he told us that Jacqueline Marmor is the writer whom the critics are calling the probable successor of the great Joseph Conrad. Like Conrad, he is of Polish blood, and he has the same deep feeling for the heroisms and tragedies of the sea. Night Watch is the record of a most thrilling event, written by one of the most significant of the younger authors. Here's the steamship Solano, steam up, her lines in, ready to start out of the Columbia River for Yokohama. Jerry Gordon, junior operator, sits aloft in the wireless room, anxiously awaiting the arrival of the chief radio operator.
Gee, I wonder what's keeping Patty Mullins. They have the gangway up any minute now.
Oh, I just made it. How are you, Gordon? Get a cigarette.
Okay, Patty.
Thanks.
What's the matter, Chief?
Oh, nothing.
Well, close the door, then. It's freezing in here.
Okay.
Hey, Patty, what's that you got under your arm? New transmitter?
A new transmitter on this packet? No. This here's the coil out of my flivver.
Out of your flivver? What's the idea, Chief?
Oh, last time I left it parked on the docks, the boss, Steve Dorr, drove it all over town. He'll have a sweet time starting the bus now.
No, you're not so dumb. you come up here looking like an iceberg. What's eating you?
Margie, I guess.
Not the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you and her were like this.
We're busted off. She wouldn't even come down to the ship to say goodbye.
Well, that's tough, Chief. What went wrong?
She wants me to quit the sea, Jerry. Says she can't see herself married to a guy who only gets home every 2 months.
Yeah, I know that, Lon.
She got awful sore when I turned down that land job in Frisco, you know.
You turned it down?
Say, they wanted me to sit in an office the rest of my life pounding brass to you guys at sea.
But that's a darn good job, Patty.
Yeah, swell job. Never see a ship again except in the movies. Look out that port, Jerry. You see that water? You smell it? Marge ain't got it in her blood, and I have. Wind and salt and clouds. Ever been to Yoko, kid?
Must be a swell place, Patty. There go the headlines. The old man's out on the bridge. Here we go.
Gee, I don't know. Women are queer, all of them. Well, I'll take the key, Jerry. Throw that darn flivver coil under my bunk. We're underway.
Well, Chief, what's new?
I wish to Moses there was something new. Here we've been 4 days out, and it's blowed every second of the clock. High sea and a gale.
Sure is tough weather.
And it's getting thicker. We ship a green sea every other time. If one of those punk hatch covers should go, it would be just too bad.
Wait, there's KPH at Frisco. Joe Hammerly on the key. You can tell away he drags his peas.
Oh, good old Joe. Safe on land with his pipe in his mouth.
That's a Jap freighter calling KFS. She's in bad weather, too. Say, what's the old man say?
The skipper looks a little worried, seemed to me. We've got about 100 Chinamen traveling steerage.
Yeah, and all sick, I'll bet.
And plenty scared. If anything happened, those yellow boys would make trouble. Hey, listen to that. I bet we got that one head on.
Yeah, sounded like something give out in the below decks. We're slowing down.
Whoa, it was a roll. Who's coming in now, Jerry?
Eastern trader, bound for Portland, about 300 miles away. I can hardly get her. This rock crush is getting weak again, Chief.
Well, you can't expect a decent outfit in a hooker like this. Hello. There's that voice tube from the bridge.
Hello? Right. Right, sir. Okay, sir.
What now, Patty?
The old man wants a cross bearing and a full report at the North Pacific.
Is that all?
Yep, that's all. Radio's the bunk, they say. When the weather gets thicker than pea soup, they start bellowing to the wireless room. Want a bearing. Want weather from all over the world. Want everything.
Oh, I wish we had a decent set on this ship. There's that Britisher calling in, Empress of India, out of Melbourne for Vancouver. Hey!
Here.
Gee, we took one that time. Grab them books, Chief.
Hold your hat, kid. Man, did you hear that smash? Almost tore the door off the hinges. Say, something give out that time. We're listening.
I'll say this is a storm. Close the door! You're glad you threw down that job now, Chief?
Don't you hear me kicking, do you? Listen, Jerry, get into that bunk. I'll take over.
Okay. The generator's still groaning, but I don't like it, Chief. Hey, there's the bridge again.
Hello. Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Skipper calling?
Yeah, something's up. Hold on a minute, Jerry. I gotta go in the bridge. The old man sounded in a mighty big hurry about it, too.
Hey,
That you, Mullins? Shut that door, quick.
You wanted me, sir?
You've sailed with me for some time, Mr. Mullins.
3 years, sir.
You've been a good man, too, Mullins. You know your work. But I've got to tell you, we're in a bad way this voyage. Perhaps you've noticed.
Yes, sir.
I've got to count on you for help.
Thank you, sir.
Are there any ships handy to us?
Empress of India out of Melbourne. Eastern trader bound for Portland. She's closest, I think.
Listen, Mullins. Now get this. We've shifted our cargo on the hold. Loose grain is bad. Our plates are sprung, and you know what that means.
Right.
Grain's wet and swelling. We're taking a bad list to port. The men below are working the pumps, but you can't pump wet grain, lad. Confound it, I thought this blow would wear out, but it hasn't.
Captain Radley!
All right, mister.
Just smashed the starboard lifeboat amidships, sir. Bolton broke his hand in the tangle.
By thunder, another boat gone. That's the third and the last arm.
The steward says those chinks in the steerage are raising a riot, trying to get on deck.
Hold them below. Keep them quiet, understand?
Bunch of them down there got knives, sir. Looks like trouble.
Go aft and stand by again. I'll be right with you.
Right, sir.
You see how it is, Mullins. Chinamen howling like wildcats below deck. Fire room half flooded and that grain shifting. If we flop over 3 or 4 more degrees, we're lost. Here's our position by dead reckoning.
I'm with you, sir.
I've had no sight for 3 days. Get the position of those 2 ships you told us about. Ask them to shape a course to stand by. The next sea to smash us may douse our fires, and that'll finish it. And if we try to put boats overboard in this hurricane, well, we might better drown on board.
You mean you want me to send an SOS, sir?
No distress call yet, Mullins. By the blazes, I'll hang on as long as I can hope for a chance. Get going on that wireless, lad. It's the last chance we've got.
Aye, aye, sir.
What's the dope, Patty?
We both got to stand by. Give me the key, kid. Things are getting tough aboard this hooker. Hey, what's the Eastern trader called?
KDKM. Big Bill Rollins is working the key.
Rollins, eh? Good. How about the Empress of India?
DMCL. Gee, chief, are we that bad?
Cargo shifted plenty. Yeah, feel that lurch, Jerry. They're right in the teeth of it. Water in the fire room. She's leaking like a sieve. Throw in that switch, kid. Give me the headphones.
Let's go.
That's the stuff. I'm getting frisco. Listen to Hamley come in. Says he'll clear the air for us when we say so. Hey!
What's he say?
Well, the dirty so-and-so. He asked me if I don't think now I should take in that job on land. Yeah. And I'll tell him I still think my job is better than his, little landlubber.
Can you pick up the entrance, Chief?
Awful faint. There's the Eastern trader, though. You keep that generator switched on, will you?
She's full on, Patty. Something wrong?
Douse some oil on those bearings, quick. Sounds like the end thrust is getting jammed. That confounded rock crusher would go phony just when we need her bad. There's the Eastern trader coming our way. All right, I got her. Shut off.
Okay. Say, sounds like our engine stopped.
Yeah. Gee, we're getting a beam sea now. It'll just murder us, kid. Listen.
Hey, Patty, that sounds like shooting.
Well, you stick right here with me, kid. We've got to run this bastard wireless. Listen, take a peek out of that port and see what's going on.
Chinky's crowding hard in the after deck trying to get to the boats. Hey, this ain't no fun. We're leaning way over, Chief. Deck's awash. Third mate's face all cut up. He's fighting a bunch of chinks. Stop him. He's down. He's up. They got him in a corner.
You sound like Madison Square Garden.
Ooh, that one washed right out of Monkey Bridge. Got one of those chinks for a loop. First mate's shooting in the air. Here come the boys in the engine room, Patty.
Yeah, looks like the game's up, kid. We'll never get those lifeboats off in the sea, and another lurch like that last one will roll us over.
Here comes the skipper, Patty.
Evening, men.
Evening, sir.
Mullins, send out that SOS. We've got a chance. If we can stay afloat till dawn, there's a chance of lowering the boats.
Right.
Get that Eastern trader if you can. If she don't pick us up by sunrise, well, we'll be lost. Get going, Mullins.
Come on. SOS, quick, Jerry. SOS. The ship's engine's dead. We got to run our transmitter on the emergency batteries. Come on now. Let's have it.
How's it coming, Chief?
Well, there's Frisco clearing the air for us again. K-O-L-E. That's our call. Eastern trader says she's getting close. Says we're coming in weak. Did you get more juice out of that rock crusher, kid?
I'm giving her all she's got. This blasted generator.
Oh, what kind of... How's the sky look?
Whiter in the east, Patty. There goes the first boatload of chinks. Oh, they just made it. Who's that?
Eastern trader again. Wants us to check our position and get it to her quick. She says she ought to sight us from her present position, but can't. Says to hurry. Come on, quick, Jerry. Get the old man up here.
Here I am, Mr. Mullins. What's wrong?
Eastern trader says our position's off, sir. Ought to be able to see us right now from where she is and can't.
We've drifted off course. I'll try to take another. What's that?
Golden Jerusalem. There she goes.
The generator is shut, Captain Ridley.
Guess that's the end of the radio, sir. Armature installation. Burn out.
That ends the wireless? You can't fix it?
Put in another armature. A 2-hour job at best, sir.
Oh, that's the finish. We can't stay afloat another hour. You two go down on deck and stand by the lifeboats.
Wait. Captain Ridley, can you get our position
There'll be sunrise in a minute. First clear morning we've had. No time to fix that wireless, though? Oh, we've got to clear off.
If you can shoot the sun, sir.
Yes.
I might be able to get through to the eastern trader, sir.
But, man, I don't see...
Holding the last boat, sir. Come away, sir. The next sea will push us clean over.
What's your plan, Mullins? Quick.
Shoot it. Shoot the sun, sir. I'll get the eastern trader. Jerry, where the blaze is that clever coil? Step on it, will you? Find it. I want it quick.
Ye gods, Paddy, you can't.
I can't, eh? First wireless transmitter I built when I was a kid I made with a spark coil hooked between aerial and ground. If it worked then...
Here's the flivver coil, Chief.
Then by blazes it'll work now. Come on, fast kid. Get some wire. Tear into that battery room. Step on it, you...
Here's the observation, Mullins. 15128 west. 3130 north. Can you send it, man?
Can I send it, sir? All ready, Jerry. Let's go. Here she is, sir. I've got her. Eastern trader. Coming fast. She'll pick up our small boats. Less than 40 miles from us now.
Wish you could be here, folks, to see these men coming ashore off the Eastern Trader. There's Captain Radley, arm in arm with Captain Morgan, hero of the rescue. All look mighty glad to be on old terra firma again, especially the boys from the Solano that gave us landsmen such a fright last week. Hey, look, there's that radio operator, Paddy Mullins, coming to the dock. He's the lad stood by the sinking ship and made a wireless out of a jitney coil. Big bright grin on his face, too, and why not? Nice little girl running up the gangway to meet him. I guess they're glad to see each other, folks. Another romance of the Briny Deep.
Oh, Paddy! Paddy! I'm so glad you come back.
Oh, it was nothing, Marge. Just the usual thing on night watch.
Oh, you were wonderful. The paper said so. Oh, let's go home, Paddy, dear.
Fine. Only I guess we got to walk, little girl. My flivver's on the blink. It's minus a spark coil. I left the thing out there.
Red Book Magazine gave us special permission to broadcast this thrilling story, Night Watch, written by Jacqueline Marmor. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book Magazine.